them leave the stadium there. They're going to carry with them a virus, and it won't show up for 3 or 4 days till they get home. And then everybody will see this worldwide infection, and the government will have a vaccine. And, of course, it is the vaccine that's going to kill off most of the people in the world. People say, oh, that's just a story. You know, it's a great story. It holds you. It's one of the typical Tom Clancy stories where there's violence and all sorts of adventure and intrigue. But could this possibly be what we're seeing today? We do know that the H1N1 infection is not a serious problem. They can call it a pandemic if they want to, but, I mean, they've only had, 1,500 deaths in the entire world. 1,500 deaths, and suddenly we're going to vaccinate billions of people with a vaccine that is untried and untested. And as of at least a week ago, why the CDC refused to tell me what was in it. Well, who do we have on the line this morning? And again, our number, 877-254-7524. Who's calling in?
Good morning. This is Jim, Colorado.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. In today's newspaper, there's a small article from Beijing about a single-dose swine flu vaccine nears approval. Do you think we could be getting Chinese vaccines that they want to push on?
No. Our vaccines are being produced by Norvatus and the GlaxoSmithKline, and I think there are a couple of European companies and three companies here in the United States that are producing the vaccine. I'm sure they're producing other vaccine over in China. But remember, the Chinese feel that they have far too many people. They have actually intentionally contaminated their people to kill off large numbers. For instance, the original vaccine, worldwide vaccine program, where they gave vaccines of all sorts to all sorts of people, and they just forgot to use clean needles, and they infected 2 billion people with hepatitis B, and about, I think there's 120 million people in China who are infected. I mean, most people clear the infection, 90% of them do, but 10% maintain it, and that's what about 120 million in China have hepatitis B, about 60,000 die every year, and they did it intentionally. They knew what they were doing. They spread AIDS there the same way by collecting blood specimens from people and supposedly to take off the plasma and the white cells to use it in for medical, but then they pooled the red cells, typed it, pooled it, and gave it back to the people, and that's how they got AIDS going in Africa, pardon me, in China. So I wouldn't put it past them, of course, to start a new epidemic over there and kill off a lot of their people, because the leaders of China are in league with the leaders of the United States in this whole population reduction system. But certainly we do not know whether they're going to add squalene to this vaccine. They could always bait and switch. They could use one vaccine initially, and then when there's no immediate reaction, switch to something that's lethal, or maybe it's in the squalene. They bought the squalene. They're distributing the squalene, but they will not tell us they're going to add the squalene to the vaccine, and squalene precipitates autoimmune disease. It kills slowly, but at least it's killed over 11% of the young men and women we sent off to fight in the first Gulf War. We know that. We have the Veterans Administration figures. If anybody wants to see them, they can get them from Radio Liberty if they buy anything else, and we'll send you the pages from the VA report. Totally suppressed by the mass media, but sort of we just don't know what's in the Chinese vaccine any more than the CDC, when I talked to them this last week, and they sent me an email, would tell me whether Fluad, F-L-U-A-D, squalene, would be in our vaccine. They're going to decide sometime in the next 6 weeks. What do you mean you're going to give millions of doses, of hundreds of millions of doses of this vaccine in the United States, and you haven't decided yet whether to add squalene? Are we supposed to believe that? Go ahead, Jim.
Yes. One more thing. I just thought of this. Yesterday on Glenn Beck's television program, he brought up DDT and the how much good it did, and they yanked it off the market, and I heard you talking about that 10 years ago, and you talked about it a lot.
And, what was that specifically?
About DDT.
DDT saved too many lives.
Yeah, and I first thing I thought of was you talking about this 10 years ago that I know of.
Well, I'm glad to hear that Glenn Beck is getting it out. He's got a lot larger audience than I do, but there was no question that DDT was the safest insecticide known to mankind. It's safer than anything we have today, and that's why they pulled it off the market, because it was actually, it has eradicated malaria almost completely in the United States, but it was saving too many lives in Africa. The Africans weren't dying. And a man named Alexander King, he was the co-chairman of the Club of Rome, and he wrote in his memoirs or in a book that he wrote that you know, he was very, very distressed that not enough people were dying in Ghana of malaria, and so we had to take DDT off the market, and that's why they took it off. But they can't tell the American people that, because we wouldn't understand, we common people wouldn't understand the motives of the elite, who really are concerned about us, and they just think there's plenty of us because we're using their air, and we're using their natural resources, and we're using their food, and so we've just got to get rid of a large part of the world population. And as difficult as it is to believe, there really are people who intend to do that today. That's why they're storing the seeds up above the Arctic Circle, you know, in this... in these caves off some island off of one of the Scandinavian countries, where they'll remain frozen. And they've taken all the good seeds up there so that they will have them available to grow wheat and corn and the other items when we start all over again. That's what it's all about. And who's financing it? Why, Bill Gates, who's dedicated to population control. He's the one who's giving the mercury to all these little black kids. Somebody ought to really sue him for genocide and his genocidal policies, his vaccine program, the Rockefeller Foundation, even Monsanto, that's contaminating our food supply intentionally. They're financing having good seeds for when we start all over again, or they start all over again. Anything else, Jim?
That was it. Thank you very much.
Hey, well, thank you. Good to hear from you. And
bye-bye.
Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you've got a question, a comment, you know, about the swine flu or anything else you want to talk about, because I have nothing really prepared this morning. But I think that this is so vitally important that you tell everybody you know that this is an experimental vaccine. Do you really want them to experiment on your children? The CDC is going to target children and pregnant women with this vaccine. Now, why are they targeting children? Because they don't get the disease. I mean, the disease is primarily, the people have died primarily between 24 and 64. Older people seem to have immunity. The young people are not getting it, at least dying from it.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan. We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess, who do we have calling in? Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Tom from Estes Park.
Hi, well, good to have you. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I've been wanting to call you for several days. I'm reading a book that my son sent me for Christmas. I finally got around to reading it. It's a rather scholarly work, basically a science book. But in this book, aspect when he talks about it's a small world. He's talking about microscopic and biological mass there. And it says from time to time, certain strains of viruses return. A disagreeable Russian virus known as H1N1 caused severe outbreaks over wide areas in 1933, then again in the 1950s, and yet again in the 70s. Where it went in the meantime each time is uncertain. One suggestion is that the viruses hide out and unnoticed in populations of wild animals before trying their hand again at a new generation of humans. I don't want to take too long, Dr. Stan, but this book was copyrighted in 2003.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, you know, God gave us the ability to fight off the viruses that come from animals. We don't get all the animal diseases. I mean, there are a few of them we get, but most of them we don't get. And we are actually equipped with an amazing immune system. Our immune system fights diseases so they can't get into us, and specifically animal diseases we don't get. We have an immune system in our nasal pharynx. We have one in our intestinal tract because those are the only two ways infections get in, because they get into a break in the skin, or they could get in by vaccines. And that's the danger of vaccines, because
I'm 63 years old, I'm sure I've been exposed to this H1N1 one time during my life.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said at age 63, I'm sure I've already been exposed to H1N1. I probably already have a natural immunity.
Well, basically what they know about this disease is that people over 65 seem to have an immunity to it. So, well, they claim it was because it had to do with the viruses that were circulating prior to 1957. So if you were as old as I am, you'd probably have an immunity to it. Older people are not getting the disease, not dying. It's primarily that group 24 to 64, which includes you. But it's not primarily children. So why are they so interested in certainly giving this vaccine to children and to pregnant women, when we know it's going to contain mercury, and that'll damage the brain of the child that the woman is carrying? And why would we want to give a unnecessary vaccine to millions of American children that contains mercury? Not one, but two shots of it, and then another shot, standard influenza vaccine, which
seems almost too sinister, but it's rather suspicious.
It really is.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Well, God bless. And what's the name of the book again?
The name of the book, it was a national bestseller back with the New York, just a brilliant book by a guy named Bill Bryson, and you're going to love the title of this. It says a short history of nearly everything.
Okay.
And it's a scientific book. It's all about astrophysics, geophysics, nuclear physics, even quantum theory and stuff, and what a miracle is that, you know, that the great creator, it couldn't have happened by happenstance, in other words. Even our moon being 25% the size of our family. It's just a brilliant book by Bill Bryson called A Short History of Nearly Everything.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, basically, this wonderful music. Oh, let's see who we have on the line. Who do we have on the line?
I think I may be next in line. This is Maureen in Colorado, Dr. Stan.
Hi, Maureen. Good to have you. Let me put our number out one more
time.
Thank
you. I tell you, that the last caller, that was a great call. Very informative, and his enthusiasm for the book and all is just, it was just really heartening. What I've called about this morning is two things, not related. One is virus. Have they always existed and were only discovered whenever they were, like 40 years ago or so? Because we didn't know about germs for through the centuries, and then finally, if it's true, Mr. Lister discovered germs. Or are viruses something that have been cooked up in a lab? I've wondered about this for years.
Well, I think viruses have always been here. You know, smallpox was around long before they had their laboratories. In fact, George Washington got, my understanding, vaccinated himself against the smallpox. It was known before Jenner that, you know, if you took some of the pus from smallpox and put it on your arm, why, of course, you would develop an immunity to the disease. So they originally used the smallpox virus to get immunity to the infection, probably better than the cowpox, because then we got all the cow viruses. But I think viruses have already been here. They're not living. They're simply strands of molecules that cannot live independently, and they will die if they're just sitting out on a counter for a
petri dish or something,
But the thing is that they can live in human cells, and they begin then to eventually replicate in human cells, and then they can alter the human cells, and they can produce terrible diseases. So I think viruses have always been here. I don't know why God produced them, but they're for a purpose.
Certainly. Everything was for a purpose. The other thing I've caught, and thank you so much for the information. That settles something I've wondered about for a long time. The other thing I've called about is that they're on a talk show here in Denver this morning. The host played the sound part of a video that is to be shown to school children on September 8th. Do you know about that?
No,
it's Obama Pledge. It's absolutely an abomination. I pledge all these things, I pledge this, and I pledge to be of service to Obama. Instead of, I look to the Holy Spirit for my direction for the day, I pledge to be of service to Obama. You can tell I'm riled up, sorry.
Well,
I thought I'd let people know about it because it's going to be shown in schoolrooms all over the country on September 8th. And a lot of people are pulling their kids out of school that day.
You have to understand that Obama is created. He is an artificial being. He was created by the mass media and by the people who control the mass media and the people from the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Bilderbergers, the Brotherhood of Darkness. They created Obama, and he is then to lead us into this wonderful new world they imagine. And if he were to be independent and to do what he wanted to do, and I'm not saying I agree with what he wants to do, but if he were to be independent, they would simply eliminate him and then would end up with Joe Biden. So, I mean, the problem is, have you noticed they keep playing this ad, at least they do here, about service, you know, and this... They have all of these pictures on the television screen about service and how we've all got to serve, and then, of course, eventually you realize that it's President Obama speaking. But he always is getting a good press. Before the election, his picture was always on the front of cover of Time magazine. And always on, I think it was on Time magazine 6 times in the year leading up to the election last November. And the same thing with Newsweek and all of the other establishment publications. They created him, just exactly as back in 76, they created Jimmy Carter. But all of these people are controlled by the same people. They are simply puppets. People have to understand that. And certainly this whole idea of serving Obama, you serve Obama, you're serving the people who control him, who created him. Anything else, Maureen?
No, that's it for today, although I'd love to have 10 hours to sit down with you and just talk about all of this. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and I'll hang up now.
Okay, God bless, and thank you. Well, again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's open line, I hear, on Thursday, and we'd love to hear what you get concerned about, what you think. So give us a call, and otherwise we'll get back and talk a little bit more about swine flu. But it's amazing, I mean, to see the propaganda effort to convince us this is a major problem and millions of people are going to die. Well, if it's the same virus that they've circulated so far, and everything points out that this is a man-made virus, you can go up on the internet and go to the type in Wayne Madsen, M-A-D-S-E-N, and you can read there about how he talks about how people have been contacted by high officials in the United Nations and the World Health Organization who say this is obviously a man-made virus, because you don't get combine, you know, the avian influenza virus and two different strains of swine virus and human virus into one. This is recombinant virus that has actually been man-made. And the question is, why? Well, who do we have on the line?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Okay. This is off a different topic, but I've always wanted to ask you about this since I heard you mention it a couple of weeks ago. You're talking to someone, and you just kind of just briefly talked about someone that researched all the about the 16th Amendment, and he found out that only four states had ratified it, and then he was later thrown in jail for it. Do you remember anything about that?
Oh, yeah, that was, I think his name was Benson. I think it was Bill Benson, but he wrote a book called The Law That Never Was, and basically somebody gave him $100,000 or so, and he went around to every state, and he went through the minutes of the various legislative sessions to see when they ratified the 16th Amendment. This was in 1913 or so, and he found that most of the states had not ratified the 16th Amendment. Remember, first of all, to amend the Constitution, it has to go through Congress with an overwhelming majority. I think it's two-thirds. And then it has to go through the states, you know, with a majority. And he found it hadn't been ratified. And so, you know, he wrote a book about it, and they threw him in prison. I mean, and he may still be in prison. I actually met Bill one time. But it's the law that never was. And it was the same thing with the 17th Amendment. But we have the same corrupt brotherhood of darkness and power today that were in control then. The Rockefellers were in control then. Of course, J.P. Morgan was in control. And certainly you had the Mellon family and the Whitneys and the Rothschilds. And they wanted to convert us from a republic to a democracy. And they wanted to have this all-powerful government, centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and you got to have money to run a fascist society. So they were going to get that from the people. And we were originally told it was only for the very rich. Sort of sounds like Obama. Why, we're only going to increase the taxes on the very rich. Those are making more than $250,000 a year, and they can afford to help the common people. And it was all a lie. It was always intended to expand taxation. The common people, whether it be the people who put in the 16th Amendment or Barack Obama. In fact, you know, as you look and see everything he's doing, the cap and trade, well, they're not going to be a direct tax. They're just going to triple your electricity bill. I mean, certainly the insurance legislation, the health insurance, not going to increase your taxes. It's just going to be that if you don't take out the insurance, well, you're going to have to pay a fine of I don't know what percentage, but and certainly the employers who don't provide the insurance are going to have to pay, I think, 8% of salary, things like that. They're all taxes, and he's simply lying. He knows he's lying, but then that's how you get elected. So I share your concern about the income tax, but Bill Benson tried to bring out the truth, and they sent him to prison, an innocent man languishing in prison, because, of course, he wanted to get the truth to the American people. The book, The Law That Never Was.
Do you have any tapes on Radio Liberty or anything about this?
I don't. I interviewed Bill a couple of times, and I just never put together a four-tape set on that. You know, I probably should. I don't want, though, to get people, you know, spending all their time fighting the IRS because you can't win.
Oh, well, I wouldn't try that. I want them to spend their time
exposing the IRS and exposing the brothers.
I wouldn't try that. I just want this for information.
Hey, hang on. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
How well do you know the law? The situation calls for citizen's arrest, but proving your case seems to require a lawyer. What kind of proof do you need in court? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837. Citizen Power.
If you make a citizen's arrest, how is the suspect convicted? In the United States, courtroom proof is not materially different from common sense proof. Evidence may be a photograph, a tape recording, a witness who saw or heard what happened. Even remarks made during commission of the crime, although hearsay, are admissible in court. Proof, however, is the prosecutor's chore. To make citizen's arrest only requires probable cause.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't go on a fool's errand of trying to fight the IRS. I just want to know this information for, like, debating or discussion purposes, or even if I was on a jury or something. When was that book published? And it's probably out of print, no doubt.
I used to carry it, and we just didn't have the much demand for it. I'm sure you can get that on Amazon, The Law That Never Was, by Bill Benson.
Yeah, do you know when he published that?
I really can't tell you. Was
that back in
probably 25 years ago.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks for the information.
You're more than welcome. I'm glad I can remember the book, and I remember having dinner with him one time, and his wife was there, and I said to her, "How do you feel about what your husband has done? I mean, he's a real hero. He's trying to educate the American people." And she shook her head and she said, "It hasn't been worth it." And, you know, it took a terrible toll on Bill and on his family, but he was a man of integrity and did what needed to be done. And we can be grateful to him, but we need to let people understand the wicked people who have falsified the laws because they wanted to establish a fascist society. And now we're coming to the culmination of that effort.
What did they do, bring up some false charges and railroad him into...
Yep.
Yep. Well,
they just told him he couldn't talk about this in free America. And I've forgotten what the charges were, but I know he's been in and out of jail a number of times, but he's always said, I mean, this is true, and the American people need to know. It may be that he didn't pay his taxes and use that as a defense. I'm not certain. But he certainly never got the coverage. See, he would do this sort of thing to try to get the information out. But because the media in America is controlled, the American people, most of them, have never heard that or said, hey, the people who falsified this legislation, who falsified and said that the 16th and 17th Amendments were ratified, you ought to go to prison. Just like the people in Washington, D.C. today who swear to uphold our Constitution and then pass all this legislation that is unconstitutional, these people have violated their oath and they should be in prison. The subversive element controls Washington, D.C. today. And what is so amazing is they're pushing communism throughout the world and they're trying to bring the same program to the United States. We have, you know, more czars in Russia, in the United States today than the Romanovs did when they were the rulers of Russia.
I had heard that it was like the Secretary of State or something like that just pronounced that the required number of states had ratified that. Is that the way it went?
That was the way that it went, yeah, and they falsified it.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll let you get on to someone else or another subject, but thanks for the information.
You're more than welcome.
Okay.
Again, the number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Anybody there? Guess not. Well, anyway, of course, we are seeing the greatest propaganda effort I've ever witnessed. Today to try to convince the people that they should take the swine flu vaccine. And I want to know why. Why are they putting all this effort into it? Is this a diversion? Is this to make billions of dollars for the vaccine companies? Because we've already spent, about $8 billion for the initial 195 million doses of the swine flu vaccine, but France bought 195 million doses for France. We don't know what the rest of the countries of Europe have done, but I suspect it's very, very similar. And there's going to be a massive campaign to give this to everyone. Well, now, the European swine flu vaccine contains Fluad, which is squalene, but it's only licensed to be given to people over 65. But don't you worry, they're going to give it to everybody, despite the fact that this produces autoimmune disease and can actually creates all sorts of problems and can kill people, but they're going to give it anyway all over Europe, and they're going to give it here in America, an experimental vaccine. And they say, well, we've experimented with it. We tested it, and in 450 people, and that's all I can figure, that they put 450 people for a few weeks, didn't produce many problems. And but so that's why they're already sending out the squalene to be given. It's going to be mixed just at the time they administer it. I think that's the plan. Now, they could change their mind. Maybe if there's enough outcry, they won't do it. It's going to be interesting to see what's happening. But that is what the plan is, but they just won't admit it. Well, who's calling in?
From Fort Collins?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a quick question, Dr. Stan. Do you know if there's just like one page somewhere that's kind of a quick fact sheet on H1N1 that I could just print up and hand out to people?
No, there really isn't, and I haven't had time to write it. I'm writing my newsletter, and I'm going to get a fellow named Dr. True Ott, on our program here. I hope maybe next week. He's done some fascinating work on this, and I'll have to admit I'm very impressed after doing a program with him yesterday. If you have access to the internet, listen to my program at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. It's up on the website of RadioLiberty.com, and he may very well have something short. But right now, you're just going to have to ask the people if they really want the government to experiment with their children and themselves. Are they willing to take a vaccine that has not been thoroughly tried and tested and is being rushed in for some reason for a non-existent problem?
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
God bless. Okay. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you if you have a question or comment. But I think this is a very important issue, and we must try to stop them from giving this vaccine for a non-existent problem that is untried and untested. And why are they pushing so hard to get this out? They say, well, people might die without the vaccine, but people could very well die from the vaccine. We know what happened in 1976, and that's really an interesting story. If you have not yet seen that 60-minute documentary that was put out, I think, in 1979, you can go to www.nvic.org. NVIC.org, that's the National Vaccine Information Center, Barbara Lowe Fisher's site. And if you go there and scroll down, you'll see the 1976 swine flu video. Take 20 minutes and watch it. I mean, when somebody said it to me, I said, oh, I'm not going to spend 20 minutes. I'll look at it. I was fascinated. I spent the 20 minutes, best 20 minutes I ever spent. You need to see it. You need to get everybody to see it. And, of course, Mike Wallace, I think, is telling the truth, and the government is lying. He says 300 people died of the unnecessary flu shot, swine flu shot, and hundreds got Guillain-Barré, and he interviews one of the tragic victims of this disease, of the vaccine. It wasn't the disease, it was the vaccine that destroyed this woman's life. Are you willing to risk your life? Well, we'll be right back. We have a caller on the line, and we may have time for another call. 1-877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I understand who here and who's calling in.
Thanks, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
Hi, Stan. This is Roberta in Colorado.
Hi, Roberta. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. The gentleman that just phoned looking for the flu information.
Yes.
There's a website for the Idaho Observer. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh, sure. They're a very good source of information.
Absolutely. I ordered a book from them, and they included in the package three separate pieces of documentation. One's called Educate Yourself. One's called Is Forced Vaccination with Experimental Flu Vaccine Possible in America? And the third one is called The Truth About the Flu Shot. And I think if he was to get hold of the Idaho Observer, they would, you know, gladly send this stuff out.
Hey, thank you. No, they are an excellent source of information.
And it is, some of it gets a little technical. It is very good, and it also cites Dr. Tinpenny. So it not only is a good documentation package, but it gives some other Internet links as well.
Well, there's a lot of information out there, and really it's I've never seen anything quite like this. I think that people are up in arms. I think that they're trying to sell the doctors on the importance of doing this, trying to get the doctors to give people the vaccine, trying to get doctors to encourage people to take the vaccine. And I will tell you, an awful lot of doctors don't believe in it. They don't want to take the mercury. Most doctors do not take the flu vaccine themselves, even though they're supposed to give it every year. They give it to their patients because it's standard of care, but they won't take it themselves because they know you come down ill with it. They know it contains thimerosal, which is potentially dangerous. And they will tell you, well, there's no mercury in the vaccine. No, it's thimerosal that's in the vaccine, which is mercury. But so there's so much confusion out there, but this is dangerous. Actually, there have been studies over in Europe. Most doctors in Europe won't take the flu vaccine. Certainly we know that doctors in England have been threatened, you know, if they speak out against this. And I actually, when we were dealing with AIDS, I had public health officials come to me and say, because I was leading the battle to try to stop the AIDS epidemic, and say, Stan, we know what you're doing is right, but we can't back you publicly. You keep up the good work. That is incredible. It's about time.
You know, it's just part and parcel of what's going on in our country. They are preying on the trust.
Sure.
And they're preying on fear. And frankly, I think it's wearing thin.
I hope so.
I hope it's wearing thin. Absolutely. And people really have to start questioning, why would a government be so interested in putting any sort of substance into your body?
Because there are evil and wicked people who want to kill off the majority of the population, and they control the reins of power. Most government officials are good people. But, of course, if they speak out and tell the truth, they'll lose their job.
That's the
truth of the matter. Anyway, thank you very much. Anything else you want to
say? You're welcome. Thank you, Stan.
And we have somebody else calling in. Who's calling in?
Morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
Dr. Stan. Hello.
Who is this?
This is Ruth Ann calling.
Okay.
So I was speaking to some friends the other day, and we decided to look in the Tabor's Medical Dictionary for the definition of epidemic and pandemic.
Right.
Should I read these?
Sure, go ahead.
Could I read these?
Sure, go ahead.
Epidemic, the appearance of an infectious disease or condition which attacks many people at the same time in the same geographical area.
Okay.
I don't believe we've had that yet. Many people at the same time in the same geographical area. Pandemic. a disease affecting the majority of the population of a large region, or which is epidemic at the same time in many different parts of the world. None of these qualify. So, you know, they're just pushing this vaccine on us to eliminate us. And, you know, we have enough problems already with autism and the MSG in the food that kills off the brain cells so the kids can't learn. And I'll hang up now and just listen to your comment. Thank you.
I agree with everything you're saying. God bless. Thanks for calling. Well, we have another caller who's on the line. Who's calling in?
Hello, Dr. Stan. This is Paul.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm calling from Colorado. I just have a question for you. Heard on another radio program late the other night, about the state of Iowa coming up with a document authorizing the quarantine of anyone suspected of being exposed to the swine flu. They could put them in one of their quarantine camps. Has anybody else heard anything about that?
I haven't. I mean, I've heard that Massachusetts has passed some sort of a law on mandatory vaccination, but I just don't know whether it's true or not, or whether they're going to try to enforce it. I haven't heard about Iowa, but heaven only knows what they're doing. I mean, there's such a hysteria that they are leading on the state legislatures, trying to get them to pass totally inappropriate legislation for a non-existent threat. And I would be far more concerned about being in a quarantine camp than I would be about getting the disease, because most people, this is a very mild type of disease. And as far as we can tell, you know, very few healthy people contracted this disease. I mean, if you stop and think that the CDC's been lying to us and saying 36,000 people die every year of influenza, that's a lie. It's only a very small number of die of influenza. Most of the people who die are dying of pneumonia and other complications. But assuming that they're telling us the truth, how can they compare, you know, the swine flu, which is killed as of the present time, as far as I can tell, probably, but it was 522 as of August 26. So, I mean, Sydney, 522 people with 36,000. I mean, which do you think is the greatest threat? And certainly we never saw this hysteria for and talked about, you know, mandatory quarantine for the regular flu, which is far more deadly than this swine flu. So there's got to be another agenda. Hey, we're out of time.
Well,
we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com, saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars in brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com, many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web,
www.voiceamanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceamanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, are you? And, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and we've been a little short recently because many of our listeners have lost their jobs or certainly been had to cut back on their hours. So if you're in a position to step up and help us, we'd appreciate it. We have to finance our network. We're on about over 60 outlets every single week, and we're just trying to get the truth out, the facts that are never going to be heard to the controlled media. And believe me, we have a controlled media. We're so thankful for the opportunity to be on this station and to reach people all over Colorado, but we have stations all over the country, and we just need to stay on there. We hate to give up any of them, so if you can help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We get a great new four-tape set on the swine flu vaccine by interviews with some very significant and important people, and this vaccine is not safe, and you should not take it, and you should encourage others not to take the vaccine. And then I'm going to check with the Idaho Observer and just see if I can get their one-page sheets, and if they do, we'll make those available. But we probably won't be sending those out right away, but you need to get the four tape sets. You need to understand that vaccines are dangerous. You need to get Dr. David Ayoub's talk. It's Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. They know mercury is dangerous. He provides, and we provide, a free CD-ROM with a DVD, and it gives you literally thousands of pages of government documents and scientific documents showing they know that they're poisoning our children. That's why one in six American children has a reading or a learning disability or neurological disability. One in 9 children is asthmatic. One in 60 to 90 boys is autistic. The greatest tragedy of all time, and they're doing it on purpose. They know what they're doing. And you need to get this documentation, and it's there in the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, because we're doing it to the little black children and the little brown children throughout the world. And who's financing it? A man named Bill Gates, who's dedicated to population control. Why would a man dedicated to population control want to give vaccines to little children to save their lives? Or is there another agenda? Then you need to get the DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development, excellent talk by Dr. Russell Blaylock. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get our four-tape set. We have one on vaccines, but we have a new four-CD set, Vaccine Update 2009. We have a four-tape set on the HPV vaccine. This is the human papillomavirus vaccine that they're giving to our children, many of our young ladies, and, of course, going to prime them for all sorts of autoimmune diseases. We have a four-tape set on the anthrax vaccine. We have all sorts of information you need to get. We carry Neil Miller's little book, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? That's Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? Neil Miller's little book on autism. It's the government hearings you never heard about because they were blocked out by the media, but it's called Autism, Government Hearings on Autism, where they said, yeah, thimerosal's producing it, and you'll never hear about it. We carry Neil Miller's large book, The Vaccine Safety Manual. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and our protection.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K.